If they have no management right over us, then we need to support that as an anti-coercion principle between us. Breaking out of the panopticon globally means affirming our right to have access to each other and support each other in order to both develop our personal gifts maximally as well as develop our social gifts maximally through the design and implementation of self-management practices. We start by developing anti-coercion positions and pledges. This relates to the point we've been making, an extension of Alice's, that we have to experience the trauma of class consciously, which encompasses the abusiveness of child rearing, and integrate it into our personalities on the road to reclaiming ourselves and thinking authentically. And we start by sharing these pledges with our brothers and sisters around the world, working toward mutually supporting their public affirmation, these commitments, pledges. One pledge is to name for ourselves and others the hidden coercions all around us on which our lives are premised and examine their repercussions. It is force that took our voices. It is speaking out against force that returns them. But to be replaced by what? With what? Is the inevitable next question of those who have not been reading Kropotkin. And one thing I've learned is the significance of first steps, which in a system that has a lock on our thought process happen with questions to be followed by others and being willing to go where they lead. And I'm going to just note this for myself, listening to this and editing later, which is that, we said in a recent show that the coerced work system globally is disintegrating, which it is, which has multiple repercussions and consequences. If we are not prepared to address the numbers of folk who are desperate, a lot of whom in my neighborhood have been given the job, quote unquote, of hounding and tracking and being that unofficial Gestapo, those are the uses to which our brothers and sisters will be put before they've had an opportunity to even begin to think about how have they been suppressed by the class system. So I want to put out there that there are challenges for us in jobs doing this, developing our thought process, asking and following our questions, and there are challenges for us outside that work system or outside that job.